Good evening, everybody. This is Father George Roth, and I'm here tonight to tell you a wonderful conversion story that's so necessary in this day and age. Because so many people get depressed, and they don't know why they're depressed. Well, they're depressed because of sin and what happens to their soul with the loss of God's grace. Don't ask me how it happens, but it does. He's there, and he has control over their soul in a way, reminding them about don't do this and do that and do that and do that. That's why people get angry and get mad and say things that are not nice, because the devil inspires them to do these things. And of course, conversely, when you're in the state of grace, you have good desires and you want to do good and you want to be good and you have the grace to do good. And that's why a soul needs to be at peace. All right? We want to just take a quick look at Psalm 50, the Miserere, the wonderful psalm of mercy. Psalm 50, quote, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy mercy, according to the multitude of thy kindnesses. Blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly of my guilt and cleanse me of my sin. For I confess my iniquity, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only alone have I sinned, and what is evil in thy sight I have done, that thou mayest be seen to be just in thy sentence, right in thy judgment. Behold, I was born in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou didst delight in sincerity of heart, and thou dost teach me wisdom in my inmost heart. Sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be cleansed. Wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let my bones, which thou hast crushed, rejoice. Turn thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create a pure heart in me, O God, and a resolute spirit renew within me. Cast me not from thy face, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation, and strengthen me with a noble spirit. I will teach the wicked thy ways, and sinners shall be converted to thee. Deliver me from the penalty of blood, O God, God my Savior. Let my tongue rejoice exceedingly because of thy judgments, justice. O Lord, thou wilt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For thou dost not delight in sacrifice, and a holocaust